Locally owned, locally managed, locally committed. Your only local news radio, 600 AM and 97.5 FM, KTPP.
Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us again, first time in a while, but certainly not the first time, Beverly Abel, the Main Street Department leader for the city of Tyler. Main Street being the downtown revitalization program that's been going for so many years now, and we'll have a nice long half-hour update for you this morning. Good morning, Beverly. It's always great to have you with us.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to share the word about downtown.
You bet. And, of course, don't forget In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website early in the morning, the day after the show airs. Beverly, for those whose memories are a little bit rusty or who are maybe new to the entire topic, let's just get a little bit of a background, mission, history, purpose, the Main Street program in general, and how it's been operating in Tyler since 1990.
Isn't that scary?
A little bit.
It's a long history.
Yeah, in a good way, of course.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, downtown started to be vacated in favor of sprawl and expansion in communities. The more people that owned automobiles, the more mobile we were and the more accessible everything became. And we had the attitude, for the most part, of, oh, those old buildings, and wanted all the new and shiny and sleek and all of that. And downtown started suffering, and the initial thought on how to compete with that was to become just like everyone else and to put fake facades on and what we call giant cheese graters and Jetson's metal and such.
Jetson's metal, okay.
Yeah. And then they still kept, there was urban flight, as we say. And finally, a study was commissioned about, well, how can downtowns turn around? Because, A, we know downtowns are really important to the community in many ways. I mean, aside from the history and the cultural touching stone, it is infrastructure a community is already invested in. We know that what's unique about you and what's unique about you and what stands out about you is what's yours and yours alone. Nobody else has your Marvin United Methodist Church. Nobody else has what's in essence in your downtown. And so where are you the most unique, authentic, and diverse? Your downtown area.
Uh-huh.
There, anyway, a community cannot thrive without a thriving downtown. It's been proven many times. So it was decided, okay, how do we approach this knowing that uniqueness in our built environment is key to downtown revitalization? And it came up that we needed to work in four different points: organization, promotion, economic restructuring, and design. There'll be a test for you later, John.
Okay, well, I'll study hard.
Organization is just that, central management of a downtown area. But the key to Main Street and why it works better than any other urban development program or revitalization program is that it's volunteer driven. When you hear about all these things we do, we have 1.5 staff or 2 staff within the Main Street program itself. But we have hundreds of volunteers who donate about $60,000 worth of time a year to the program. And not only is their work necessary, but their expertise, their buy-in, and the consensus that they drive in the community is important.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive the bus. And if I, as a manager, can help coordinate that well enough, if I'm hit by a bus, they go merrily on without missing a step. Not that we want that to happen, but
no.
But anyway, it eventually fell to the National Trust of Historic Preservation to manage Main Street, because Main Street's built in or based on historic preservation and appropriate adaptive reuse of older buildings. And it went along merrily for many years to where now it's the world's most successful approach to downtown revitalization in about 3,000 communities nationwide, plus all over the world.
Mm-hmm. So in 1987, Heart of Tyler was formed, and they're still in business very much so. That's
absolutely
the nonprofit group that basically serves as the advisory board for Main Street, which about 9 years ago, I think, became a city department. It started out as an independent nonprofit in its own right, and eventually was incorporated into part of the city operations.
And all of that came about. Heart of Tyler did apply for and receive Main Street status back in 90. And that was, we were one of the first, quote unquote, urban programs in the state, meaning programs for communities 50,000 and above. And the Main Street program in Texas is part of the Texas Historical Commission. And so Heart of Tyler worked in that partnership for a long time and still does. But everyone's heard of Tyler First. That was adopted about 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, citywide strategic plan.
Yes, and downtown revitalization was one of the major chapters of that, as well as historic preservation. There were 9 main chapters. And the city, it was recommended within that plan that the city establish its official presence in downtown revitalization and either create a program or engage with those who are working in that direction. So at that time, Heart of Tyler and City of Tyler joined forces to kind of offer the best of the public sector and the private sector in partnership for downtown revitalization. There is a City of Tyler Main Street department, but there's also still the Heart of Tyler 501c3. They are not only their own nonprofit, but they act as an advisory board to the city department.
Okay. Again, Beverly Abel, the Main Street Department leader for the City of Tyler, is our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. A little bit of geography here. You're located at 110 West Irwin, also known as Gallery Main Street, which is something else we'll talk about in a little while. Phone number is 903-593-6905. And the best place to go as an initial online resource for information about anything and everything we're going to be talking about today is the cityoftyler.org website. That's cityoftyler.org. From there, it is real easy to navigate two departments, and you navigate right to Main Street, and there is just a wealth of information, longer versions of some of the things we're going to be talking about today or have already talked about. You can learn more about how the Main Street program works, how it works in the City of Tyler, and about some of the things that may not specifically be under your auspices, but that you strongly support because you're in favor of anything that's going to be helping to revitalize downtown. The Carlton Hotel project, which we'll talk about a little bit, some of the different businesses that start up in downtown Tyler, and the Downtown Tyler Film Festival, perhaps most conspicuously, coming up just within the next few weeks. But there, in a nutshell, you have it. So I remember this. In 1990, the first building that was incorporated as part of the Tyler Main Street program was Rick's on the Square, still going strong after all these years, and basically right next door to you. And let's talk a little bit about how things have gone from there. That's well over 27 years ago.
Right.
How is Tyler, downtown Tyler in general, different now from the way it looked in 1990?
Oh, my. You go back and you look at some of these before pictures of downtown, and I want to put some more of these on websites. On our website, you would be amazed at some of the change. Just in the block that you're talking about with us, the adaptive reuse projects have been Rick's on the Square, and now the Oyster Bar next to us, Gallery Main Street, our administrative offices, Balance, which won a statewide award for its redesign, the building on the corner that used to be Subway that will soon be something else very cool, which I can't tell you yet.
Ooh, we're waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, and you know, you go around the corner and the People's Petroleum Building and what's happened with it. Southside's getting ready to refresh. Kale, you know, just so many. I mean, you go across and Regions Bank has had a great reno of its area. The Innovation Pipeline redo at Goodman, the world's first Earthkind Botanical Garden, Martin Walk. I mean, I can go on, and that's just 3/4 away around the square only.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And don't forget downtown. What are the official boundaries of downtown?
The official boundaries of our program area are Palace to Beckham and Front to Gentry.
Oh, okay. So it does go up to Gentry now. I know for a while there it went up to Oakwood, and then but now it has officially expanded to Gentry Parkway.
Yeah,
that's an important thing to know.
Yeah, when it was declared a Main Street program, that was the declared that outer boundary on the north.
Okay. I didn't realize it went back that far.
Yes.
For a while, there was maybe just a little bit of confusion. People saying that it went as far north as Oakwood, but it always went to Gentry?
It always went to Gentry.
Okay,
and
good.
A lot of people also think we only are talking about the square when we're talking downtown.
They
and
do.
That's not the
true
case at all. It's a neighborhood.
Okay. So let's move on. You are now at $300 million in private reinvestment in downtown. And
isn't that wild?
It is. you say a net of 50 new businesses and a net of 250 new jobs. Those are net figures compared to the numbers that were on the books in 1997 when you began keeping score.
Yeah, exactly. And where these numbers come from is, number one, as a part of the state and national Main Street programs, it's our responsibility to record monthly how many jobs are gained and lost, how many businesses are gained and lost, and how much private sector reinvestment there is, such as a sale of building, which we can only record once in a building's lifetime, but also any kind of facade enhancements and interior work. We track the amount that's permitted for, and so all of that goes into that figure. And then we also keep public reinvestment numbers too. But this is just what Joe Public has put into the building. And it's an interesting figure that we multiply every $1 of public money by 50 times a lot of times. That's what comes back on the investment in downtown.
All righty. And let's talk about some of the more conspicuous downtown reinvestments, the things that really have gotten a lot of publicity, won awards, the things that catch people's eyes when they drive downtown. And first thing that comes to mind, I think pretty obviously, is going to be the People's Petroleum Building right there on the square.
Absolutely. You know, this building is a case study of what the Main Street program can do and why we believe in the principles we do. That building is on the National Register of Places, so a great old building, and it has been adapted to new purposes. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about adaptive reuse, that's exactly what we mean. Can you imagine the functions of the People's Petroleum Building in a strip center, you know, or in a place with plain white walls?
I don't think I can.
No. You know, the uniqueness of the setting is what lends itself to the success of these businesses. But yes, some partners in the form of Tim and Garnet Brookshire and Andy Bergfeld came together to purchase that building and to breathe new life into it. Mm-hmm. Now, this project was a pure restoration. There are three stages of renovation of an older building, and that gets picky in we historic preservation geeks' minds, but there's renovation, rehabilitation, and restoration. And in that order is how particular and true to the old that they are. This was a pure restoration. A lot of people think the building came with the old escalator. No. The staircase is a restoration of the building that goes up into Jack Ryan's.
Okay.
But just in and of itself, that building has brought so many professional firms to downtown Tyler. It brought Jack Ryan's, a great white tablecloth restaurant. It brought Texas Bank and Trust, which, by the way, you would think that all of the fixtures that office has been the way it is right now forever. Not so. Those were pieces harvested from other areas of when the building was restored. And also Susan Robinson Jewelry is there, and so many other things that have happened. That is a great test case of what preservation and adaptive reuse can do economically. It has won the Texas Downtown Association's project award for best restoration project in Texas for any community over 50,000, which means Austin, Dallas, Houston, all of them.
Mm-hmm. That is a rather large feather in the cap,
yes,
I would say.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Talking to Beverly Abel, Main Street Department Leader for the City of Tyler, 110 West Irwin is the address. Phone number is 903-593-6905. Lots more information at cityoftyler.org, and then you navigate to departments and then to Main Street, and it's real easy just to get that wealth of info about basically about the things we're talking about today and then some. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. Beverly Abel, our guest this morning. Some of the other things that have been happening downtown, the innovation pipeline, that's been getting a lot of publicity. Yeah. And I understand, we had a soft opening earlier this year. There's a grand opening coming up fairly soon, I believe.
Yes. And, you know, this is, again, an example of cool new purposes for great old buildings. When you see the marriage of the innovation pipeline and, you know, the industrial chic in that old brick building, you couldn't imagine it in a different setting, a plain Jane setting. But this is a building where technology meets entrepreneurship, and people can go there for a common working space and to be able to rent some time to put in a little money and be able to use 3D printers, all kinds of great modern equipment, green screen, just anything you can think of. You can come there and use that. But moreover, you can gather with other entrepreneurs and makers and collaborate and come up with new ideas for business and products and technology. And you'll also be able to find the help of mentors and some business development information and such as that. So it's just a great place where it all comes together in one spot.
Okay. And located across from the old Cotton Belt Depot, which is quite a nice renovation project in its own right on East Oakwood Street.
Yeah.
Okay. Easy to find.
And that depot is also on the National Register and has a great rail museum that people come to from all over to come see. But also as part of the Married to the Innovation Pipeline, there's some great public art stuff going on. And then right behind it is the glimmer, the beginning of a rail park. Keep Tyler Beautiful got a grant from Lowe's to start doing the dirt work and first phase of development of a rail heritage park. Mm-hmm. That money doesn't go far, but at least they got the site prepped. There are train tracks and a trestle there. And our nonprofit partners, Heart of Tyler, decided they wanted to make a mark and support the project. So before all the fencing was installed and such, Heart of Tyler commissioned a pair, husband and wife, who are both architects and artists, to come up with a set of artistic gates. They're functioning and such, but they're made with metal and rail spikes, and welcome you to Cotton Belt Crossing, and they're just amazing.
Okay. And between that and the innovation pipeline, as far as what lies ahead, I guess we're waiting for a hard date for the grand opening of the innovation pipeline, but it'll be fairly soon.
Yes, very soon. Mm. And, you know, you marry that with the private sector co-work, Tyler, that's in the Wade O'Connelly building, and then you go across the street a little farther and you have Discovery Science Place, and you have a really great innovation zone there.
Uh-huh. And we'll wait and see what happens with that rail yard.
Yes.
Sounds like there's some good news not too far down the pike on that. Other things, so we have other things to talk about today, so I'll just mention these briefly. The Martin Walker Law Firm, located in the old Arcadia Theater, which is now a law firm and a very strong art venue as well.
Yes.
And then the Strada Cafe, moving off the square onto East Front Street. I guess that's an old auto repair shop or gas station.
Yeah, it's and if you haven't been in there, you have got to go. It's a wonderful building. They've partnered with a clinic just across the street from them for ample parking as well. But great baked goods, lunch. They have great live entertainment there as well.
Uh-huh.
So it's just a really cool place to. And I would recommend all of these venues we're talking about today, especially have presence on Facebook and other social media. And it really pays to like these venues on Facebook so you can keep up with their news.
Okay. Now, public art is big downtown.
Oh, yeah.
You can learn more about that on the website, cityoftyler.org, and then navigate to departments and then to Main Street. But there's one piece of art in particular, the new Eyes of Tyler public art piece on the Lindsay Building,
a
historic building downtown at the corner of Broadway and Elm. That is, some plans are in the works to get that, and the neighboring building whose name is
the Fair Building.
Okay, how could I forget that name?
I know.
They're working on that, but for the time being, we'll just kind of talk about the public art piece. This was done by our good friend Dotsa Kidd, who is a very accomplished local artist. She's had some international renown. And tell us about this public art piece and what it really says and the message it tries to communicate to people visiting downtown.
Sure. This all started as a partnership between a committee of Heart of Tyler and the owners of the people of Invest in Tyler, who own both that Lindsay Building and the Fair Building, which a lot of people, by the way, know as the Sears Building.
Yeah.
They really wanted to invest in something for community and something very visible. We had a desire to put more public art downtown with Heart of Tyler. So Heart of Tyler and Invest in Tyler partnered to do a call for artists via the network that Heart of Tyler has for Gallery Main Street. Once we got those entries, we handed those over to the gentlemen of Invest in Tyler, and they chose a piece of artwork that expressed what they wanted to, which included community and art and progress and also tradition. And the piece they chose was Dotsa Lucia Kidd's piece, Eyes of Tyler. And it encompasses contemporary art, boldness, a fresh look. But it also, if you look at her eyes, her pupils are roses. And you have roses on either side in a very modern interpretation. And that's the first of many pieces of public art we want to accomplish downtown. But what's neat is that people, you can already see this as a selfie station. People are taking pictures of themselves and their families and their friends in front of that all the time, which isn't that cool?
Yeah, absolutely. Moving to the area that is becoming known as Off Square Downtown, the 200 block of South Broadway. Now, the west side is actually Off Square Downtown. Across the street from there, you have a new residential development going up, the Wilcox Lofts, and then moving west, the revitalization of the old King Chevrolet lot.
Yes.
Living space and some, I believe, retail space as well.
Yeah, a little bit of mixed use, but mainly really focusing on residential. And people are people are curious as to how downtown can absorb this, and actually residential space is one of our number one requests for downtown. I often tell people we don't even keep a waiting list anymore because there's so much demand for residential space. Mm-hmm. Back when Tyler first was put together, a very prominent research firm was put together to study demographics and what we call market gap is what potentially we could draw to downtown.
Right.
And they said we could fill several hundred units downtown in the next 10, 15 years. And I 100% believe that just based on my personal experience. So yes, market rate lofts are being developed in a lot of people know as an old bank downtown. It's kind of a deep brown brick with a big white box on the front, modern mid-century. That's what's being called. And again, this is a property of Invest in Tyler, and they're doing lofts there. And then also there's a group doing some market rate and mixed-use housing on and development in the old King lot in the area of Bonner and Irwin and Ferguson.
Yeah, so, right across from City Hall.
Yes. Yeah. So lots going up, and we're just really excited about it. And of course, the county just announced potential new owner of the Carlton building, also for residential, so we're excited about that too.
You bet. Moving back to the 200 block of South Broadway and off square downtown, I recently went to an event there.
Yes.
It was a social event and got my first real taste of being part of the action, so to speak.
Yeah.
Lots going on down there. It has a name. It's called Off Square Downtown. What are some of the different places that have kind of taken root there and are really beginning to get some attention?
Well, funny that you say taste. Because one of the anchors of that area is East Texas Brewing Company. This is the Gilstraps, and they just have a really social premise to their business. Thursdays onward, they have public gathering space. Food trucks are there. They debut a new beer pretty much every week. They brew their own root beer, by the way.
Yeah, I knew about that.
And what's cool is this is a great example of adaptive reuse. It's an old tire place, auto repair, such as that.
I remember.
They retain the garage doors, and they can open up those garage doors, and it just, you know, quadruples the space available to sit and enjoy their product. But then we've also got a great little business called 903 Handmade, and it is just what the name says. It's product made in the 903 area code, from purses to wallets to clothing to totes to just whatever you can imagine. It's there. Just an awesome shop. One mm-hmm. of the first folks to really make this a cool area is El Guapo Vinyl Shop.
Yeah.
Ricio Rodriguez just really done amazing stuff. Very great guy on social media and just neighborhood-wise, great spirit to him. There's also Moon Rivers Naturals, which is all kinds of natural care items and pampering items and such. It's just a great little shop. And that's right next to Austin Bank. But also right in the middle of all that, a great new shop that many people are already familiar with. It's Moss, where flowers are fair. It's a flower shop and more. And they've been in Tyler for quite a few years, and they chose to move downtown to be part of that cool vibe in that off square area. And their grand opening was just last week, and it was a packed house.
Mm-hmm.
The shop was absolutely teeming full. People were pouring out into the area just in front where we had seating and music and food. And it was just a great neighborhood kind of time. And that kind of stuff happens all the time in that area.
Mm-hmm. Beverly Abel with the City of Tyler Main Street Department, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Beverly, moving quickly through the show here this morning.
Sure,
obviously,
funny.
So much to
yeah.
talk about, and we kind of want to move on. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't at least mention in passing that all of this off square downtown is right next to the Fair Plaza parking garage, which
yes.
has been a big change in the downtown area. We don't want to
yeah.
spend too much time on that since we have other topics to cover, but at least
it's a catalyst.
Definitely, it's a catalyst. Definitely worth mentioning and letting people know that we aren't going to leave that out of the picture.
No.
Moving back to your office, Gallery Main Street, right there on the square. Your next gallery exhibit is on the cutting room floor. That opens September 8th, and we can segue from that right into just a brief discussion
sure.
of the Downtown Tyler Film Festival coming up later in September.
Right, and all of these work together. So the Downtown Tyler Film Festival was created about 7 years ago to develop the art and industry of filmmaking in Tyler, and it certainly has. We have filmmakers located downtown. We have filming happening in the community all the time. And one of the crowning glories of us, of this movement, was that we became a certified Texas Film Friendly community last year. But yes, the film festival's going on in late September. Some great shorts. All of these films are 15 minutes and under. And it'll be going Wednesday night through Saturday night. You'll be seeing new films Wednesday through Friday that were juried. Not everyone who enters gets in. Everything's juried. And then on Saturday, you'll see what they call the best of the fest, which is the best out of each category that's selected by the judges. And winners of all of the categories are announced Saturday night, and it's followed by a great closing party. A really cool event that has caught fire, and it brings film students from everywhere in the area, which we think is pretty cool, and it helps, you know, generate that next generation of filmmakers as well.
Okay, that's September 27th through 30th, Film Festival at Liberty Hall, venue that has just been huge downtown.
Yeah,
definitely want to give that a little bit of a spotlight right now.
Yeah, opened in September 2011, and it just keeps going bigger and better all the time.
Mm-hmm. Some of the other things you have going on, there's a rail park in the works across from or adjacent to the Innovation Pipeline,
just behind it, just south of
it. We'll be hearing more about that. More food trucks are being seen downtown.
Oh,
we talked about the Carlton Hotel, a.k.a. the old Smith County office building, and the lofts going in with under the watchful eye of John O'Sullivan, who's been a huge contributor to downtown. He's developing that old space into some lofts.
The New York store,
And we'll be hearing more about that as well. Don't have time, unfortunately, to go into a lot of detail, but just want to make sure they're on everybody's radar. You just concluded a huge summer. You had Black Tie Bingo and the Wine Swirl, big fundraisers and fun events for you.
6x6 at 110.
6x6 at 110.
Yeah, just so much going on. And by the way, also check out the Tyler Public Library for the amazing classes and special programming they have down there, too. Yeah, it's just a great facility.
And that's just recently renovated.
Yeah, so there's just so much happening.
And looking ahead to next February, you'll have your annual meeting and give out your Brick Award or awards to the top downtown contributors, and that just keeps going on and on and on. You had it this year at the Innovation Pipeline.
We did.
That was really neat.
We like to host that event in a building that has something upcoming or just has really happened.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun to see the new products in terms of adaptive reuse happening in downtown.
Mm-hmm. As we get down close to the end of the show, just maybe a couple of minutes worth of mention, the many awards and the continuous string of national accreditations you've received. You mentioned the award that the People's Petroleum Building won. That's just one example.
Oh, it is. I mean, and you talked about the Arcadia Building with Martin Walker. That won for Best Commercial Interior two years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Butler Architectural Group, they're in that old Kawasaki building at Broadway and Front.
Yes.
Used to be the lovely baby blue concrete or breeze block, and now look at the beauty it is. And it won for Best Commercial Interior as well. We've had several distinguished folks in Tyler win Downtowner of the Year, which is the top downtown supporter in Texas. In fact, this community's won more Downtowner of the Year awards than anyone.
Mm.
Our DTAC, our Downtown Tyler Arts Coalition, has won for Best Supporter of Downtown. We've won 24 in all.
Uh-huh. One question I wanted to ask as we kind of get ready to wind up the show. Donations?
Please.
Please. Would these mainly go through Heart of Tyler, since you're a city organization, or how would that work?
Yeah, I mean, either is fine, for sure. We've had people donate to either or both sides. Heart of Tyler is a 501c3 nonprofit.
Yeah.
They certainly can use your donations and your support. 100% of the money that they receive goes to downtown revitalization. Just like when you donate to the Main Street Department or to Gallery Main Street, that goes towards our revitalization program. So you're not going to go wrong either way.
Uh-huh. And donating your own resources, volunteering, just getting involved in that entire process.
Absolutely.
Heart of Tyler can use your help, can use your support, can use your involvement, and certainly just supporting a lot of the things that are being done through the Main Street program.
And any and all skill levels. I mean, engineers, architects, accountants, designers, people just plain interested, historic preservation nuts, architecture, or just if you don't do any of that, but you just want to help support, we got a place for you.
Sure thing. And if you want to know more, you can call 903-593-6905. Drop by during business hours at the office, also known as Gallery Main Street at 110 West Irwin. And to get more details on any and all of the above and some stuff we just didn't have time to get to today, go to cityoftyler.org and then navigate to departments and then to Main Street. And from there, you can find out more about anything that has just even been mentioned in passing on the show this morning.
Absolutely.
And a whole lot more. Beverly Abel, Main Street Department Leader for the City of Tyler. Just always interesting and informative and exciting to have you join us. So thanks very much.
Come join us. We'd love to have you be part of it.
You bet. Beverly Abel with the City of Tyler Main Street Department, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.
Your only local news radio. This is KTBB Tyler, KTBB FM Troop Tyler Longview, and KTBB.com.